This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This comes from Nick Capo of the Royals. Good morning, Kansas City. Starting today, the Royals will play 195 games over the next 220 days. Happy baseball season, especially to you, Josh Verner. 195.
Did he say that on there?
190. No. I added that little spaz at the end. 195 games over 220 days.
Say that again.
195 games over the next 220 days.
And that's not including postseason.
No.
You wonder why these dudes are like dead tired after they're done with their season, huh?
Load management.
That's a lot of baseball games. You don't also need 45 spring training games or whatever it is to get ready for the season. Watching the Dodgers yesterday, was the third inning we made it before the guy goes, guys coming to spring training already in shape these days.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Rick Monday, who played in the 60s when, you know, guys didn't come in the spring. Like, guys have been coming to spring training and training camp in shape probably since the mid-80s now. But it's a rite of passage
in
the spring.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. Spring training isn't what it used to be. Guys are already in shape. When I played, we used to have to get in shape at spring training.
You think the Yankees will put names on their jerseys now,
no,
too?
No, God, no. I hope they never do that.
Look, guys, there's names on the jerseys. So the guys at the morgue can identify the bodies.
These Giants. Baseball people are all over this Yankees adopting facial hair thing.
Hal Steinbrenner sent a press release.
This is a big deal in baseball because for all these years, the Yankees never allowed it. Here's what the press release says. Okay, my question is, who did they try to sign that wouldn't because they had a beard that they really wanted to get and they couldn't get? That's what this boils down to. Or who's going to be a free agent this offseason that may have some facial hair?
Vladimir Guerrero.
That's exactly right. That maybe wants to be a Yankee.
Junior. Sorry, Texan.
Yes, Junior.
His dad is Guerrero.
Statement from Hal Steinbrenner. Alteration of facial hair policy. In recent weeks, I have spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees spanning several eras to elicit their perspectives on our longstanding facial hair and grooming policy, and I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback.
Ernest.
These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. We're talking about a beard. Ultimately, the final decision rests with me, and after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and uniform personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy.
That's way too long of a press release about
there's
beards.
No need for a press release. Just the next time you meet the media, say, hey, we've given up our fate. But it's a big deal for these baseball people. Like, they're losing their minds on X. The Yankees are now allowing beards. So you're going to go after Vladimir Guerrero this offseason. That's what that tells me.
Yeah, it's just, come on.
Hi, we're the Yankees, and now you can grow beards, and you didn't used to. Now we have to go through in here and talk about Ernest goes to jail and Ernest goes to camp. Like, ugh, I hate the Yankees. Some people go about things differently. Up and Adams, Chuck O'Minihue or Charles O'Minihue was on there talking to Kay Adams about what he's done since the Super Bowl and how he handles a loss like that.
I watched the film. I watched it three times.
Okay.
We had our exit meetings, talked to the coaches. And, I mean, you can't go back in time. You can't dwell. Coach Reed said it perfectly. Like, you can't hang your head on this. Like, you got to regroup. I said it. Like, you got to retool and refuel. And you can't refuel and retool by still thinking about the past. So you kind of just got to learn from it. Like I said, I watched the game 3 times.
What did you pick up the third time that you didn't know the first two?
I just watched my bad plays over and over.
Okay, tell me more about that. I literally would never watch a show over that I hated. I don't even watch good ones back.
It ingrains in your head like to never do that again. You watch it once. The first time I watch it is just to just watch. The second time I'm watching is to like really watch my rush, like what I did pass rush wise. And then the third time is to watch my pass rush and like look over my bad plays. I wouldn't say bad. It's just like I had missed opportunities and a couple rushes, and then one play on Gainwell that I tried to punch the ball out. Wasn't able to. Kind of just told myself like in those situations, probably best to get him down, negative yardage. And then the offsides I had, just watching that, zooming in and seeing what was wrong.
So some people go about things differently. He said he's watched it 3 times. Kay Adams then says, I don't even go back and watch bad shows that I hate or even good ones. I just can't stand it. Some people listen to their entire show they did on radio. Very tough for me to do that. But how he's handled it, as he's gone back and tried to make it look like, I'm never going to do this stuff again. I'm never going to be this guy in these certain situations, or I want to be better than I was. I've yet to watch the Super Bowl again, partially because I haven't seen it on. I'm sure it's been on NFL Network, but I haven't seen
it. Not as much as I thought it would have been, to be honest with you.
And I probably will go home today and try to find it and then just record it, but I haven't seen it from a TV's perspective. And really didn't watch the second half a whole lot either because of what was there. But, I mean, it's just interesting how certain athletes and certain people go about things as catastrophic as that can be.
Well, he says that, you know, you got to move forward and you can't hold on to things. And he says he watched it 3 times. So that to me was like, which way are we going in this? And I understand you need to watch those games if you're a player and you want to see what you did wrong. I wouldn't watch it, though, because that game is really going to have no bearing moving forward. Like, if you're Andy Reid and those guys, I wouldn't watch that game again. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I know he's probably watched it 100 times, but I wouldn't have watched that game again, because that doesn't say anything about what's going to happen moving forward. It's a new year, new players, and all that kind of stuff. You do you and handle you the way that you want to do it, but I'm not watching that game again. There's no chance. I'm even like, if I even come across it, I get sick to myself. And I'm not kidding. Like, if the on-screen guide, I saw that Super, I'm like,
look away
and move and just continue on to, you know, whatever the next channel is, because I don't want to watch that game again. From a fan standpoint, from where I sit, I don't need to watch that game again. I got nothing to gain by doing that.
Treat it like Medusa.
Yeah, in that same interview, Charles Omenihu, Kay was like, hey, you're not a Chief anymore, you know, and his body language got really upset. She was like, oh, you don't even like, well, he's like, well, technically the league year hasn't started yet. So he you can tell he really likes being here.
He does. No,
I want him back, man. Yeah. I really like his attitude.
You know, last year he had said, like, I'm going to come back, and was doing all this, like, stuff. Or, like, you played, like, for 5 minutes. But I realized he's a nice difference maker for you. Like, he's a nice player to have on your roster. I'm not breaking the bank for Charles Omenihu, right? I'm not going out there and overspending to keep him here in Kansas City. But if you want to come back on a deal that we can both agree, I would really like Charles Omenihu to come back, because I think he made George Karlaftis a better player. We saw that. I mean, George Karlaftis came alive once Charles Omenihu came onto the field. And that's not a knock against, you know, George Karlaftis. That just means you had now to focus attention to the other side of the offensive line, and he took advantage of the one-on-ones and all that stuff that he was given. So I like Charles Omenihu. I would absolutely consider bringing him back, but I think Charles wants to get paid, because he was talking about it last year after the season, how he wanted a new contract, and we're like, excuse me, like, you played half a season and you're already, but he was really good last year and really good this year when he played. Hopefully we can get a full year out of Charles Omenihu. I'd love to see it.
Well, we only have one defensive tackle signed to the active roster when the new season starts. His name's Chris Jones, so you got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
plus Omenihu doesn't seem like that kind of guy that's going to go out and try to get a ton of money, in my opinion. I think he kind of knows his wealth, plus I think he likes winning. I think that's one of those things, too.
But what is Charles Omenihu worth, though? I don't know. Is he a $10 million a year player? Is he a $12 million? I don't know.
Feels too much.
I think so, too. But what does he view himself as, too? There's reality, and then there's what you think is reality, and then you've got to find a way to meet in the middle. And, you know, sometimes athletes don't understand that their reality isn't reality, you know?
I start walking your way. You start walking mine. We meet in the middle. Underneath that old Georgia pine.
Or they may not decide to walk and meet with each other, and they may say, you know what, you're best to go get the money on your own somewhere else, and we'll draft, and we'll see what happens.
But we meet in the middle.
Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Coming up on the other side, Aaron Rodgers, man. It's all it says. He just never goes away. You listen to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
If you guys want to make some money, I have a futures bet that's going to hit, and I know it. The favorite in the NFL to win, who do you think the favorite is to win Defensive Player of the Year next year?
Verse?
No.
Garrett?
No, he plays for Detroit.
Oh, Aiden Hutchinson. Nice. He's also Comeback Player of the Year top notch, right?
There it is. He's your current odds favorite to win Comeback Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. And finally, maybe for once, we might get an actual Comeback Player of the Award award that actually is what the award is for.
Can you parlay that?
No.
You can't?
I don't think so. Just like you can't parlay the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl and Mahomes to win MVP.
You can't parlay that?
I couldn't. Glad I didn't.
No, I mean, that's you didn't win either of them. So, no. But if you would have won one, losing one leg of that parlay would have sucked. But
at least I couldn't on DraftKings. You might be able to do it on FanDuel or Underdog or stuff like that. You might be able to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just asking that question out loud. I don't know if you, I'm sure somebody would take your money if you wanted to do it that way. But no, Aiden Hutchinson, obviously he could be Comeback Player of the Year. I don't know who I would think of right now. Maybe Rashee Rice could be in that category, but with that suspension looming, does that kind of factor in as well? And they gave DeMar Hamlin Comeback Player of the Year. He didn't play last year. I mean, so it would have been better to give him the award this year. He actually had a really nice season this year and has become a free agent. He may make some money on the open market this year. So, Aiden Hutchinson seems like the logical choice just off the top of my head right now of who's going to be that Comeback Player of the Year. Can it be somebody who had a really bad year and then come back and have a really good year, or do we not want to embarrass that player?
Well, that was basically Sam Darnold.
I was going to say, that's Darnold, right? He was bad, and then he was good.
Yeah. Did he end up winning Comeback Player of the Year, though?
No. I can't remember.
Who won
honestly,
it this year?
I don't know. You guys know me in awards. I hate them.
I thought it was Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
But he was hurt last year, right? Yeah, right. So
seven games.
Right.
Yeah, literally, yes.
Like half a year.
Half the year.
But can you do it where you just had a really bad year? Like, say Patrick Mahomes had a year where he had 25 interceptions, 7 touchdowns, and threw for 2,500 yards and comes back the next year and goes 50-5,000. No. Is that a Comeback Player of the Year award? Why isn't
it?
You know, you went out there and dominated. Like, Saquon Barkley could have been Comeback Player of the Year.
That would be good.
I mean,
Offensive Player of the Year.
The way that he kind of turned his thing around. But I guess they give it to somebody that was injured, and then come back from injury, I guess. I don't know.
I just don't need the award.
Yeah.
It doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
Comeback player.
What if Travis Kelce goes out there and has 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns? Are you Comeback Player of the Year?
He should be.
He should be, right?
I'd be in on that.
If Tank Dell comes back at all and plays.
Great one. Yeah, exactly.
All he's got to do is play. He'll win. Because, that guy shattered his entire leg.
Oh, that sucks.
Still caught it.
Seriously, dude. Great player.
Friendly fire.
Yeah.
But he's won.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's not the same with the catastrophe that it was, but he had similar sort of breakage that Alex Smith had.
When's he going to really play, though?
They say he may miss the entire year.
So the following season, if he comes back in 26
and
plays well, then my God, to sit out for that extended period of time.
Because you know who the favorite was to win Comeback Player of the Year this year was? Like this previous season.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's the guy we're about to talk about.
It is?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
blew his Achilles,
and then you come back and play well, but he didn't play well.
And now he's got a wish list.
He does, which is surprising to me. So TMZ caught up with Aaron Rodgers outside of a gym in California.
Is he on these teams' wish list?
That's where I want to know.
Okay.
Who has Aaron? Because it takes two to tango. Which team has Aaron Rodgers on their wish list right now? And I will say, if you have Aaron Rodgers on your wish list right now, you better be a strong SOB as a head coach that's not going to put up with his nonsense. And there's about two or three guys in this league that can handle that. It's Mike Tomlin, it's Pete Carroll, and it's Sean McVay. Those are the only three teams, in my opinion, that should be considering Aaron Rodgers for their quarterback position. If you are a young head coach, do not consider Aaron Rodgers. He will ruin you. He will ruin you, and he will ruin your career. Stay away from him if you're a young head coach in this league. And so, obviously, we don't need a quarterback here. Buffalo doesn't need a quarterback there. But clearly, Pittsburgh does.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. might. if they're going to move on from Matthew Stafford and his wife. And then you've got the Raiders, who clearly need a quarterback. The Giants need a quarterback as well. You can't go to Aaron Rodgers in New York.
No.
That ship has sailed. That is done.
That'd be awesome,
from that
though.
Standpoint. So TMZ catches up with this guy outside of a gym in California, and they asked him basically, what are you looking for in a new team? Number one, he wants to be wanted. Okay. So we've got to find a team that this is narcissism 101 here, right? I got to find somebody that loves me and wants me on their team. I don't know, quite frankly, if that team exists.
Well, that's basically the conversation we just had, though. Like, who wants Rodgers?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, so that's obvious number one. Like, somebody's going to want you.
Somebody's
going to
want you, right? Yeah. And does anybody really want Aaron Rodgers on their team? If you truly want Aaron Rodgers on your team, then you didn't see the last 2 years, right? And again, you better be one of those three head coaches that I named. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And then he wants to be surrounded by talent. And he didn't seem opposed to some good weather either.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know him personally, but like from what I've seen, I don't think that he will ever have like that sort of self-deprecating moment where it's like, maybe I was a little much last year in New York. Maybe I need to amp it down. Maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to like sit down with like a general manager or a head coach and like have a conversation of what I want to be. Because like, to me, a great spot for him would be like the Niners. Because I don't know if Brock Purdy's that great. I don't know if he can sustain a full season without injury. Again, I know Rodgers wants to be a starter. He still has that sort of mantra in his body that he wants to be. But I mean, like, that's a team that's surrounded with talent. I think that head coach could kind of, he's kind of in that, not the same level as McVay, but Shanahan's been to two Super Bowls. He kind of knows his offense. He doesn't need Aaron Rodgers to be a leader. He just needs him to go out there and play quarterback. You're surrounded with talent. Your hometown team when you were a kid. Makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Like, they need a Brock Purdy's always going to get hurt, but again, Brock Purdy's their starter. They're not going to have Aaron Rodgers be a backup because he's not going to go to be a backup.
And I think they're bought into Brock Purdy, it seems like. There's been a lot of talk about them wanting to get a deal done with Brock Purdy from the organization, not Brock Purdy saying, I want to get a deal done. When the player says it, I don't pay much attention to it. But when a team talks about it openly, they'd like to get this guy back, well, then that seems like they want to have that guy back, or they want to float out there that, hey, we tried and he left and it wasn't our problem. But you don't have room for him right now, I don't think, in San Francisco. And I don't think that's the right. Like, if you're truly committed to Brock Purdy, Aaron Rodgers gets in the way. He's got to go to a place where he is going to be the number one guy. He's going to be the starter, and you know that, right?
I think he's going to the Raiders.
I like this Rams conversation a lot, and I also like the Steelers conversation with Aaron Rodgers. I like both of those because I think the Rams, are going to trade Matthew Stafford. It just feels that way to me.
To your Giants, or?
I don't know to who.
I just think he's gone.
I just feel like there's so much smoke, you know?
A lot.
I mean, you start blaming the wife publicly like has been happening.
Yeah.
Like that. Like if I'm the player, I'm saying, then you're going to trade me. You're sitting here blaming my wife now? You're tired of my wife? I'm out.
She's,
you know?
Yeah, she's a part of it. The money and the age are the big parts. But then they did tack that on, which seems kind of petty to be like, well, also, we're not really big fans of your wife who's, you know, kind of gets out in front of the team and tries to make things into a big deal that they shouldn't. Because she, threw a pretzel or a hot dog at somebody? Is that right? She'll look that story up. It'd be like Stafford's wife throws food.
Hey, she's also on a podcast every week ripping the organization. Like, you can't do that.
But I don't... was that a bird?
What was that?
Oh, my Lord. You got to check and see if we picked that up.
What in the hell was that?
That was 5 feet from the microphone.
Oh, my God.
He just said, so by the way, backstory to that bird.
It's been rough.
So this is the growing boy that he is. That was a loud belch.
Was that a fart or a bird?
No, it was a bird. So he had pasta last night with the lady, you know, before the game and all that. And he said after the game was over, I was hungry.
I was.
So he ate leftover pot roast before he fell asleep.
Pot roast?
Yeah, so that's what you just heard.
A good amount.
What time?
10:30.
And again, from the text line, they said, how is his wife an issue? We just explained it. So I'll say it again for those of you hard of hearing in the back. The Rams came out and said the reason why they look to trade Matthew Stafford is age, money, and they don't agree with what his wife is saying about the team. That's what his wife has the issue.
Yeah, your wife can't be out there ripping the organization on
And that's
any
the
level.
Most I'll say about somebody else's family. That's what the reports were.
Right.
That's what was said. That's what we're reporting.
And when you hear that, it sends a message that we're ready to move on from this guy. We just got to find the right offer. And it's probably best for everybody if they split up and they move in their own separate directions. ESPN is running the Yankees story now as breaking news, guys.
Yeah, of course they are.
They just flashed breaking news that the Yankees are going to allow Beards.
From the 816. Hating on Rodgers is unreal. you don't like him because he's a conservative. That is not true.
It has nothing to do with anything.
I don't like him because he's narcissistic and he's an individual who makes up storylines to defend himself. Like, that has nothing to do with politics.
The guy single-handedly cost so many good people their jobs. Robert Saleh, Nate Hackett, the guy who took over for Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, the general manager, just to name four people right there that Aaron Rodgers single-handedly torpedoed and left basically an NFL smithereens. Like, I don't know that Robert Saleh is ever going to have a head coaching job again. I don't know that Nate Hackett is ever coaching any level of football again. I don't know that Joe Douglas is ever a general manager again in the NFL. And Eber McFadden, whoever was the coach of the Jets, that guy's never going to get an opportunity to do anything. And so
I really liked Eber.
I just look around and I go, Aaron Rodgers is a jerk. He's not a nice person. It was all about him. Everything he did was about him and not the team.
Like, he didn't show up to minicamp, didn't show up for all these OTAs, didn't show up for team meetings.
You literally were in, like,
got
Egypt.
Five people fired, did a darkness retreat, did a documentary on Netflix, had nothing to do with his team.
Would go on the Pat McAfee show every week and criticize things. Like, that's not... And then imagine Patrick Mahomes was doing that.
It was like name-calling people for their decisions in life, like... Mr. Pfizer to Travis Kelce. Like, what did Travis Kelce ever do to you, man?
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah, no, Aaron Rodgers is not a good dude. Just not a nice person.
Somebody said, I'm a staunch conservative, and Aaron Rodgers is a tool. So, again, I don't like the way that he goes about his, like, professional career. I don't care what you vote for or who you vote for, as long as you're just a good person. Like, I literally don't care, but Aaron Rodgers is not a good person.
No, he's not.
Look at his tenure in Green Bay, look at his tenure in New York Jets, and look at him everywhere else. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, it does actually make sense, though, now, because people wondered for all these years, how did Green Bay only win one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? Well, when you have 52 people rowing left and another guy rowing to the right, or however you want to say it, and that quarterback is the one who's drifted away from everybody, it's hard to win. It's hard to win. Like, the fact that that's why I still think that as the days go by, I give Mike McCarthy more and more credit for finding a way to not truly have that all come to the limelight when he was the quarterback in Green Bay, right? You didn't know Aaron Rodgers was a douchebag until he went to the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew his brother didn't like him, but you're like, who knows what the family dynamic is. You didn't know what kind of douchebag this guy was until he left Green Bay. They did a great job. Like, Mike McCarthy navigating all that. Could you imagine every day going in there and looking at this guy going, God, man, I know you're really good, but... You got to help us do this or do that. If it doesn't work for me, I'm not doing it. Like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, the dirt's going to start to come out as the days go on about how truly he did ruin that Jets organization. And I do feel bad for those guys because they had an opportunity to get a quarterback. At that point in time, you're not going to say no to Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely, you're not going to say no to Aaron Rodgers. Then you got him into your system. You saw him, you're like, I'll never say yes to this guy again, which why I think it's buyer beware now when you go out and get Aaron Rodgers this offseason, if anybody does want Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and it stinks because, I mean, I said before the season, I don't think this, you know, however bad this goes, it won't affect his legacy. And now here we are. And it's like, I don't know. I think this is really starting to affect the way I'm going to remember Aaron Rodgers about him. And I think that's going to be true for a lot of NFL fans. I mean, this is a guy who's widely considered a top 10. Some people try and argue maybe top 6 quarterback of all time. I don't know how much that'll affect those conversations, but he sucks.
Yeah, he really does.
I'm not going to remember 2011 when he was awesome. I'm going to remember this.
You remember what happens at the end usually, right? And what happens at this is why athletes sometimes stay too long. You want to get out a year early before it's a year too late. And Aaron Rodgers probably stayed around a year too late. But also, too, I do have some blame of the Jets as well. You allowed this to happen. You didn't have a strong leader in place to say, we ain't doing this, okay? I appreciate how good you are. You won a Super Bowl, fantastic. But you know what? This is a team sport, and this is how we're going to do it. Well, you can't turn the keys over to Aaron Rodgers and just let him run your organization.
It's never worked in the NFL.
No.
It's almost really never worked in sports. A couple NBA scenarios, maybe, but Lakers and LeBron, maybe, but
But they only won the bubble.
Yeah, exactly. It's one.
You know?
Somebody says, having to explain why Rodgers is a big bag of D's is wild. It's blatantly obvious. Definition of narcissistic.
Yeah.
Oh. Big bag of D's.
Yeah. And then, of course,
It's 100% does. You don't like him because he does experimental drugs. You talk about LeBron the same way, LOL. Well, one, LeBron doesn't do experimental drugs. B, never say anything about Aaron Rodgers doing it. I would love to do ayahuasca. I'll admit that on the air. I'll go to wherever I need to go to try it. Never say anything about that. It's just he's a me person. He didn't do anything for his team, and he ruined that Jets organization. Robert Saleh was fired. Their GM was fired. Their offensive coordinator was fired. People went out of New York because of one person.
How many players, too?
Yeah, Sauce Gardner almost said he wanted out of there if Aaron Rodgers was there.
I mean, he just ruined lives, man. He did. He ruined lives for people. I just have no use for that guy.
Yeah. That was you, dude.
That was your burp?
That's so bad. That's so disgusting.
Why are you eating pot roast at 10:30 at night?
10:30, 11.
Go to bed.
I'm hungry. Yeah.
Drink a glass of water and go to bed.
I know, Dad. I know.
All right. New bit that we're starting here on Fesco and Dusty as we move forward.
Or if you're going to belch, turn your mic off.
that was a whole lot of Sprite and pot roast, man. Play that again. Is that drop saved?
I mean, it sounds,
like Elf.
It sounds like a creature's coming out of your stomach and is going to
Is John Coffey sucking the flies out of your body?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, too. Oh my God.
That is demonic. You're either Little Nicky or you're Will Ferrell from Elf after eating spaghetti syrup and candy. My Lord. All right. Something we're going to start doing on Fridays during the baseball season is we're going to call it turning two. You know, baseball, you turn two. Two things we plan on doing this weekend. Tonight, I'm pretty excited. Two things I'm doing this weekend, dinner and drinks tonight, and then going to, my buddy's, mother's celebration of life.
Oh, nice.
She had a battle with kidney failure, now sits in the kingdom, has passed away. Mm. And so this weekend, as we all kind of get together and remember her, we are going to celebrate, have a good time. It's 2 hours away from my home. So it's a travel stay, have a good time. There's an Irish bar. We're all going to get together.
Where's it at?
I can't remember. The town starts with a B. I have to look it up.
Bucyrus?
Maybe.
Butler?
No, it's not Butler. It's a town that I'm not familiar with.
You got to keep going, Bob.
You'll get
Bolivar?
There eventually.
That's a good one.
It's not Bolivar. It's going to take a while. This is terrible radio, so we'll stop. And then my other cover, too, obviously tonight, having a good night, going to go to Anton's. I don't know if you've ever been there. Great steakhouse.
Cool.
And then going to Green Lady Lounge.
Heck yeah, it's one of your places,
man. Haven't been to Green Lady Lounge in a while, so going to check that place out tonight, have a sidecar, enjoy some jazz, and just kind of enjoy the Friday night since, it's been terrible weather.
Yes.
Still going to be chilly tonight, like 10 to 15 degrees, but going to have a good little time. And then tomorrow I'm going to have a little bit of celebration of life. So that's my turn in two this weekend.
What do you got going on?
Well, Bob, we're switching places today. One of my friend's kids is coming over after two, so I'm going to watch her all day
today.
How
old?
She's like two and a half, two. So... Yep, me. Oh,
is Hannah going to be there?
No, she won't be there.
So you by yourself. You calling mom myself. Over? Is your hot friend coming? No, I'm joining you.
No, yeah, you can come over. No, my mom is working. So no, it's me. It's me and a two-year-old. So that's going to be fun. I love kids. It'll be great. Uh-huh. A little touch and go. It's been a while since I've changed a diaper. So we'll get there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to binge Severance. We're almost done. I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's what you're going with.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's whatever it
yeah,
is.
It's what's going on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's called life. You do these things. Your friend needs
happening.
This. Is cool that you're doing that, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, my friend needs help. I'll watch you. I got nothing to do this
afternoon.
Yeah, they
called last night. And I was like, you know what? I can do it.
Mom How many hours?
Well, she's being nice, obviously. She's like, well, whatever you can do. But I told him bring over like 11, and Hannah gets off like 3:30. So if I can, she naps around 1. So I figure if I can make it 2 hours, she naps for an hour, and then an hour more, Hannah will be there. So most of the day, till 5 or 6.
That's fine. Cool.
Yeah,
it's fun. You'll get kind of an experience
yes.
and a little dry run as to what the future could potentially hold for you. For me this weekend, I am going to see my friend, what I'm trying to say is Sebastian Maniscalco this weekend. I'm going to go see him.
Oh, you do have your push notifications on emails.
No, I don't.
Oh, you're going to get tickets.
Yeah, back in October, yeah. So my... Got my friend Josh from Smokehouse Barbecue. We're going to go out and watch the the concert, I guess you could say, the performance of Sebastian Maniscalco. My wife was supposed to be out of town this weekend, and then she decides she's going to stay in town. So my wife and you cancel a trip. It's pretty simple. My wife.
Why are you so spicy?
I mean, you're like, how does that happen? Just does. I mean,
well, you could have said my wife's trip got canceled. No, it didn't. She was going to go out of town, and then she decided not to.
Yeah, she did. She decided the other day. She goes, "I'm just not going. I'm out on this one. I want to stay home."
I'll take the time off
And do that. So she and Josh's girlfriend are going to get together and do their thing. You know, kind of hang out. We're going to go to the show, come back, and you know, have cocktails with them.
That'll be fun.
So yeah, Sebastian's great.
I've never seen him. It's one of your favorites.
I love him. Yeah, I love Sebastian Maniscalco. Right up my alley. And I've never seen him in person. And I just heard from even people this morning in the building how great, you know, he is in person. So I'm excited for that.
Good. Where is that?
Sprint Center.
Okay, good.
Yeah, nice. Big venue. Yeah, really big venue.
He's hilarious. That's good.
He is. He's very funny. He's great. And I don't even know who's opening or anything like that. So I don't care.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into a baseball player that you could erase from history. Who are you erasing? 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Brookfield is the name of the town that I'll be going to.
Brookfield, Missouri?
Yep. Never been. Should be fun. I don't know what to expect.
Heard of that one. Where is that one?
2 hours away from Lee's Summit. That's all I know.
Which way?
I believe
north or south, or because that can't be west, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. We asked the question on the other side: if you could erase one baseball player from the history of baseball, who would it be?
I think I know who Royals fans are going to go after. I think that answer is pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, the text line's all in agreement.
Madison Bumgarner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are we past the fact that it wasn't Joe Buck's fault?
Yeah, I mean, like, he was just Patrick Mahomes. Like, he was the best player on the diamond. And so, like,
he was insane.
It's all there has to be. Like, that's all you're talking about. Like, that's what it is. Like, it was just, but thanks to Madison Bumgarner, the Royals won the World Series next year.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that, or listening to somebody talk about that 14-15 team. It's actually our friend Gene Watson. He was doing an interview in Austin on their radio station down there. And he was talking about that 14 team. He goes, oh, yeah, if we won in 14, we were not winning in 15. The losing in 14 made us go back and win in 15 because everything that winning entails, it's hard to win again. There hasn't been a repeat champion in Major League Baseball in 25 years. Think about that, right? Everybody talks about the NFL and parity. 25 years since Major League Baseball last had a repeat champion.
That's incredible.
Well, that'll change this year.
Yeah, and see, does that count? I mean, yes, it does, but, like, are people going to view the Dodgers in a completely different light than the rest of baseball? Like, we're going to have asterisks and go, well, that's when the Dodgers spent $500 million on payroll.
Yeah, I mean, that is the beauty of baseball. Like, yeah, you can go out there and win 120 games, but you got to win a short series to win it all. I guess Brookfield is up by Chillicothe, east of 36.
There you go.
And then somebody says, absolute dump. we're going to celebrate a life and get hammered and stay in a hotel room.
Which means you'll have the best time of your life. Yeah. It'll be great. Like,
I'm not there to sightsee, I guess, per se.
I wonder what kind of hotels they have in Brookfield, Missouri.
You picture that.
The sleep in.
Howard Johnson probably still exists there.
Probably, yeah. Mel's Motor Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Free HBO.
There's probably, free HBO. What? There's probably not even free anything. You probably have to, like, put a quarter in the TV for an hour if that was a thing ever. There's probably somebody that sits in a diner and, you know, releases one of these.
You know it's a town in which you can still smoke cigarettes, too, inside.
100%. I hope. Yeah. I hope. Kidding me? 2 a.m.? I guarantee you there's a Denny's there. Like, stays open. If I could erase any baseball player, it'd be one of two. Babe Ruth or Pete Rose? The reason why is that, like, Pete Rose was so good, but, like, what he did is always just what he's known for. So if you just take that away, there would never be this whole discussion that lasted 40 years of put him in the hall, don't put him in the hall, he cheated, he bet on, you know, this, he did this, get out of it, you know? Like, because somebody's on the text line said they get rid of... Sammy Sosa,
Lenny Dykstra's on this list.
Lenny Dykstra?
Well, he kind of
drill bits, man. He turned nuts, but he was a great baseball player. Like, I wouldn't think of him as somebody you'd want to get rid of. Like, if you could pick any baseball player, you'd pick Lenny Dykstra to get rid of? Did Lenny not sign an autograph for you? Like, there's got to be something there, right?
Well, I know he kind of went off the deep end.
Oh, yeah, but, like, to get rid of him in baseball, there's been so many other heels, you know?
I mean, yeah, Bumgarner's the popular one in Kansas City.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Garrett Cole should be one.
Garrett Cole's another one, yeah.
Sammy Sosa.
Why do you want to get rid of Sammy Sosa?
Well, somebody said he tried to erase himself. God.
And then he apologized to the Cubs this year because he wasn't feeling relevant anymore. So now he's back in the good graces of the Cubs. But, like, why do you want to get rid of Sammy Sosa? He brought a lot of joy to my life during that summer.
Yeah,
man.
Somebody asked a question yesterday on Twitter. It was like, if you go back in any time for 1 year of baseball, what would it be? I was like, this took 2 seconds to run. 1998.
It was great. Like, him and McGuire, it was just the best baseball summer you could ever have. And to say you want to get rid of Sammy Sosa, he brought too much joy to a lot of people, man. Baseball was great that year.
Somebody says Madison Bumgarner, and then a close second would be Jose Bautista.
Jose Bautista.
Former Royal.
Yeah, that's right. Who follows everybody on X.
Yeah, that's right. Including me for some random reason.
Everybody on X, yeah.
Somebody says Albert Bell.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk.
His play at second base where he literally pulverizes a guy to put a tag on him, I would love to see what that would cause today in baseball.
Albert Bell would beat the crap out of people, though, man.
He's the only guy that got hit by a pitch and refused to take his base.
Yeah, that is
And that
true,
happened in
the
90s of baseball. Mm-hmm. That Cleveland Indians team to this day is still one of the most impressive rosters I've ever seen. They had at one point, I believe, Albert Bell, Carlos Baerga, Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome, Manny Ramirez, Sandy Alomaro Jr.
Yeah.
Chuck Nagy, was he on that team?
I think he was, yeah. That may have been a little
Earl Hershiser was finished his career there.
Yeah.
I mean, what a team.
And they didn't win.
Didn't win a thing. Lost to the Braves, lost to whoever else.
The Marlins, I think.
Yeah, 97.
Yeah. They were always a really, really good team that never got over the hump, right? Never were able to.
And then they blew a 3-1 lead to the Cubs.
Yeah, they did. Twice.
And then got beat last year.
Yeah.
Even though I love him because he's ours. Oh, okay. Brett Laurie in the 2015 Royals tried to erase him for us.
That's a good one.
Somebody
too.
Said Hal McCray.
Why would you want to erase Hal McCray?
Well, maybe that's the guy texting that got hit in the face by
Scoop?
The phone.
Yeah. I don't know. Scoop's still with us. I think he is, but yeah.
Somebody says a lifelong Royals fan. I need no need for Robinson Cano. And he cheated.
Yeah, Cano's a good one too, because that guy's douche, you know. But Robinson Cano got one of the great changes in baseball made, and that's you're gonna have somebody from the home team in the home run derby. You can't have a non-home team home run derby. You gotta give the fans something to cheer for.
Yeah. I mean, that was crazy. I wasn't there. I know a lot of people that were and said it was one of the loudest moments at Kauffman Stadium I've ever been. And
incredible.
It was crazy because even the announcers, when they were watching, announcing the game, they're like, and the boos are continuing. And then he hit zero home runs.
Yeah.
So the crowd won.
Yeah.
Somebody says Mike Trout because he's the most overrated player of all time.
Coming after Dusty's guy. Be careful, Texter.
Mike Trout's going to be one of those guys that you what could have been.
The what if.
The what if game. Yeah, absolutely.
But
the
he's still a Hall game. Of Famer.
Probably.
I mean, what, his first 5 years in the league, he finished in the top two of MVP? Has 300 home runs? He's missed like 3 seasons total? Watch him win MVP this year.
Yeah, he's the
going
guy.
Going to right field.
I mean, I guess you can win MVP on a bad team, can't you? I mean, if he just puts up insane numbers.
Incredible numbers. They win a few games because
people
of him.
Like
they like him.
They like Mike Trout a lot. They
somebody
do.
Says, I think
big fan favorite.
Somebody says, I think we could erase Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, because like all his accolades don't matter to me.
Yeah, he's the one like of the steroid era where I'm just like, that guy's a phony. And well, I think he's more of he's just a phony person all around, you know?
Yeah, he just like in general, it's just. Not only that, but like you just didn't own it. Like certain guys owned it. Like Rafael Palmeiro did not own it. I did not use performance enhancing drugs. Test results are back. Rafael Palmeiro did use performance enhancing drugs. Well, I guess I did. Like, come on.
Trash.
Sosa, Mark McGuire pleading the fifth. Sammy Sosa all of a sudden cannot understand English anymore. Baseball is very, very good to me. I don't understand what the judge is saying. You cheated. A-Rod, you cheated. But baseball is better then. So I will say that as I contradict myself. Somebody said a baseball player they get rid of is Frank White.
I'm down with that. He's not even a baseball player anymore.
Yeah.
Talk about ruining a legacy. Losing two teams.
Somebody says Mike Trout is this generation's Ken Griffey Jr. That's fair. I mean, what would Ken Griffey Jr., what would he have been? Would Bonds have been chasing that record? Would McGuire have been chasing that record? Or would they have been chasing Griffey's record? As soon as he made one of the most greatest plays in baseball of all time, he's never the same. Broke his wrist on a wall flying after that ball.
God. I think if you ask most people who the better baseball player is, I think Ken Griffey Jr. probably wins 10 times out of 10 over Mike Trout, doesn't he?
Yeah, because, well, yeah.
I mean, you factor in the cool factor, first of all,
well,
with Ken Griffey's
career. He ended up hitting like almost 600 home runs.
I mean, he still had a hell of a career, and that goes to show you, like, that dude had a hell of a career, but it's also like what could have been with Ken Griffey Jr.
Right. Like, Trout's career numbers, 378 home runs, 1,600 hits, a career batting average of .299, and 954 RBI. So, I mean, 212 stolen bases. So, like, he's going to hit 500 home runs. I would assume he's going to hit 122 more home runs in his career.
Who
maybe.
Knows? I mean, you know, with the health reasons with him. You
and
know?
He is 37.
Trout's 37?
No. I'm sorry, 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 sorry. How old is Trout? I thought he was born on August 7th, but not 1987. Mike Trout is... I can't find his birthday on here. He is 33. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be... Yeah.
Got a couple of years
Yeah, a couple
left,
of years.
If he's healthy.
Yeah, he may not get.
He may,
yeah,
not, he get may not get the 500. You get the 400 though in this day and age and hit 300.
Yeah, he'll be.
That's a Hall of Famer.
He'll be 34 in August.
I know we don't focus on batting average, but I mean in baseball, if you end up as a 300 career hitter, that's rarefied air right now in baseball.
Some people don't even know what that means.
Well, I think there were six guys that hit over 300 in all of baseball last year.
Batting average is irrelevant. Today's game. Slug on base and OPS plus and OPS and all that. FIP, VIP, WAR. Bob's friend, VIP.
VIP, yeah.
I don't know what any of that means. I don't care.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Never heard of him.
Richard of the Week, coming up on the other side here on 96th Van, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.